You're listening to KNKX, and as the city of Seattle figures out its budget for next year, a huge issue is how the city plans to combat homelessness. One proposal is a so-called head tax on large businesses. Companies grossing a certain amount would pay $100 per employee per year. The tax would pay for outreach, shelter options, and affordable housing. City Council Member Mike O'Brien is sponsoring the proposal. He sat down with Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman, and he tells them even though the tax would only affect about 10% of businesses, it's estimated it would raise about $25 million a year.
So I want to be clear that $25 million in additional funding is a big chunk. A big chunk of that's for affordable housing, which, you know, there are projects ready to go, but even those would take about 18 months to be, you know, beds available. And so that's kind of a long-term effort that we need more of. The $5 or $6 million for emergency shelter, those are things that we could get up and running this year, but, you know, we might see another 500 spots. So I want to see that. I want to transition more people into permanent housing. I want to get more people off the street into the emergency shelters while they wait for permanent housing. I want to at least demonstrate to the folks that, hey, we're moving it in the right direction.
Let's talk about the tax a little bit. I've heard some objections to your proposal that because it's a gross receipts tax, some businesses and others are saying that you might be capturing people who have thin profit margins and things like that. What do you say to those critics?
You know, this, by setting that threshold of $5 million, as I mentioned, we eliminate the smallest 90% of businesses. You know, small business, I think, is a little bit like the middle class. And there's a lot of people that live on the lake and have a big boat and they consider themselves middle class. And there's a lot of businesses that say, we're a small business. So I don't know where that line is. You know, that could be, I used to work at a law firm. It was 80 employees, $10 million in sales, you know, one floor of a building downtown. You know, small business, that's fair. They would pay $4,000, $8,000, something like that. You know, their $10 million business, can they afford it? Yeah.
And what about, you know, sort of the tax choices that are available to the city? There are a limited number of options, correct?
The revenue sources that generally we think of in the council that we can implement on our own in a budget cycle would be the employee hours tax. We could raise the utility tax that we charge on utilities. So that's, you know, our electric utility, our phone bills, cable bills, our commercial parking tax. Those are the three explicit ones that we have authority to do on our own. We could also go to voters and raise the B&O tax. We could raise the property tax. We're 2 years into a state of emergency. The business community sat down with the mayor and others, you know, last winter and came up with this proposal that lasted about 2 weeks to raise property and sales taxes. I was hoping that this budget was going to respond to that failed attempt. It didn't. And so we're left here in this short budget window of 6 to 8 weeks to come up with something. And I don't want to wait another year as the problem gets worse.
There's 9 city council members. You have 3 definitely for this. So you need 2 more, I guess, right?
Looking for a couple more would be helpful, sure.
And then it would have to go to the mayor, right? This is legislation in addition to being a budget item.
Yeah.
What has Mayor Burgess signaled about what his,
you know, I had a chance to talk to him and this week, and he said, we'll see. So he wasn't showing me any of his cards. You know, there's been speculation.
Doesn't that mean no?
Veto it. You know, here's the deal is we will send a package of legislation and a balanced budget to the mayor. So I don't know exactly how this plays out if the mayor refuses to accept it and the council's divided on it. I frankly imagine that in the next couple of weeks, we will work to some sort of consensus.
So council members have proposed employee hours taxes before. This isn't the first time a proposal like this has come up. What makes it different this time?
The head tax, as I mentioned earlier, with only a handful of kind of at the ready revenue sources we have at the council, it comes up every budget cycle. There was an opportunity in the last couple of years to use an employee hours tax to fund the Office of Labor Standards. At the end, we found a different revenue source to make that work. I think there's a couple of things different this time. One, we talked about the council is constantly changing and evolving, so there's different people on the council. Two, this proposal is to direct it towards affordable housing and emergency shelter and homeless outreach. There's just no question that we're in a crisis that, despite our best efforts, is getting worse. And so the sense of urgency, I believe, is actually higher than it's been in the past. And so that might be the thing that tips someone who says, you know, I've been skeptical in the past, but I don't see a better choice right now, and I'm ready to use this. And I also think there's this reality that we're all feeling that, you know, there's people generating a ton of wealth, and there's also a lot of people experiencing this high levels of poverty. Is there a way that you can create a tax that asks those who are benefiting so much from what's happening to help fund people that are really struggling right now? And I think, you know, this tax may not be perfect yet, but I think it gets at that and hopefully kind of scratches that itch that a lot of folks want to see.
That was City Councilmember Mike O'Brien talking to Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman about a new proposal to fund homeless services. That conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode on our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.